You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with cash grain analysis is Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, we got word from the Army Corps of Engineers they are not going to release any more water than is absolutely necessary from the Missouri to the Mississippi. And, of course, are keeping close watch on the level of water. It was 13 feet as of Friday. If it gets under 9 feet, barges have to load lighter. I guess what I'm interested in is, if you know, what are the differences price-wise between pushing it down through the Mississippi versus railing it?
You know, it just all kind of depends on what, you know, CIF rates are. And, you know, right now that's going to be a more significant difference. But to my knowledge, it's fairly just volatile depending on what the situation is and what the market is doing. So
can you get train cars right now fairly easily or no?
You can, especially with just the lack of supply that there is out there on the farm moving to the commercial facilities. So, right now, commercials still are holding some grain, but there was a lot of movement this fall. So coming by train cars is not the most difficult task as it can be in some years. So
what is the most difficult task at the moment? Elevator-wise?
It's just going to be finding grain going forward throughout the rest of the year. Obviously, there's going to be some competitive numbers out there, particularly in this immediate area with the aflatoxin issues and how your crop insurance is affected by that. Not a lot got stored, so we're going to be trying to figure out what we can do for our flows for the rest of the year with half of a crop and seeing it all come to market in the fall.
So how much grain do you think is still out there to be pried out of producers' hands?
In this area, really, not much. I would say, you know, maybe 5% of the crop that you would typically see, you know, more towards 50%.
And do you need that crop that bad? Bad enough that you will significantly bid up in the on the basis level?
You'll see that, I would say, with people that actually have grain on the farm, since the value of that is going to be greater. For processors and things like that, you're going to see, or I would assume we'll see, basis levels continue to strengthen, particularly for those who are actually holding physical grain.
And why don't we go ahead then and get your prices for today?
Sure. Cash corn is going to be $7.40. January corn at $7.50. March at $7.55. July is at $7.61. Fall corn for next year is going to be $6.17. January for $14.625. Cash beans and January beans today are at $14.80. February and March are at $14.83. July $14.59. New crop fall is going to be at $13.09. Jan 14 soybeans at $13.20. Cash wheat is at $8.13, and new crop July wheat is at $8.34.
Thank you much, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. And I'll be back in 2 minutes with a look at agricultural weather.